Serving is different from helping and fixing by Rachel Naomi Remen. In recent years, the question, how can I help, has become so meaningful to many people. But perhaps there's a deeper question we might consider. Perhaps the real question is not how can I help, but how can I serve? Serving is different from helping. Helping is based on inequality. It's not a relationship between equals. When you help, you use your own strength to help those of lesser strength. If I'm attentive to what's going on inside me when I'm helping, I find that I'm always helping someone who's not as strong as I am, who's needier than I am. People feel this inequality. When we help, we may inadvertently take away from people more than we could ever give them. We may diminish their self-esteem, their sense of worth, integrity, and wholeness. When I help, I'm very aware of my own strength. But we don't serve with our strength. We serve with ourselves. We draw from all of our experiences. Our limitations serve. Our wounds serve. Even our darkness can serve. The wholeness in us serves the wholeness in others and the wholeness in life. The wholeness in you is the same as the wholeness in me. Service is a relationship between equals. Helping incurs debt. When you help someone, they owe you one. But serving, like healing, is mutual. There's no debt. I am as served as the person I'm serving. When I help, I have a feeling of satisfaction. When I serve, I have a feeling of gratitude. These are very different things. Serving is also different from fixing. When I fix a person, I perceive them as broken, and their brokenness requires me to act. When I fix, I don't see the wholeness in the other person or trust the integrity of the life in them. When I serve, I see and trust that wholeness. It is what I'm responding to and collaborating with. There is distance between ourselves and whatever or whomever we're fixing. Fixing is a form of judgment. All judgment creates distance, a disconnection, an experience of difference. In fixing, there's an inequality of expertise that can easily become a moral distance. We can't serve at a distance. We can only serve that to which we're profoundly connected, that which we are willing to touch. This is Mother Teresa's basic message. We serve life not because it's broken, but because it is holy.